Welcome back, everyone. Ready to dive in?
Let's do it.
Okay, so today we're going to be looking at what makes a great arbitrator.
Okay.
We've got some excerpts here that break down the skills and qualities you should really be looking for.
And
you know, it's more than just being impartial.
Right.
There's real depth to it.
Absolutely. And what I find so fascinating about this source is this idea that it's saying that becoming a great arbitrator isn't just about hanging up your shingle, you know, waiting for cases to come in.
Right.
It's really about possessing both the science and the art of arbitration.
Hmm. The science and art.
Yeah. To deliver speed, economy, and justice.
Okay. Science and art.
Yeah.
What does that even mean in the context of arbitration?
Well, think of the science as that technical foundation. It's about understanding the ins and outs of the arbitrator's role, from preparing for hearings, managing evidence, conducting research, writing awards.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a surgeon. You know, they need to know anatomy, surgical procedures. You need that solid base.
Yeah. So someone going into arbitration.
Yeah.
That means faster resolutions, lower costs, fair outcome.
Exactly. Okay. Now, layer on top of that, the art of arbitration.
Okay.
This is where those nuanced soft skills come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Impartiality, ethical conduct, of course.
Right.
But also the ability to navigate tricky situations and craft awards that are truly effective.
Yeah. I can see where that art would be critical.
Yeah.
When, you know,
absolutely.
Especially when things get really heated.
Right.
You know, like, imagine a complex contract dispute.
Yeah.
You got, like, mountains of documents, everyone's stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
How does an arbitrator's art even help in a situation like that?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So think of it this way. A skilled arbitrator can really sift through all that information, find those key facts, and then use their communication and negotiation skills to kind of guide everyone towards a resolution. It's about maintaining calm, understanding perspectives, and finding solutions that work.
So it's not just about knowing the rules. It's about applying them with, well, finesse.
Yes.
And that makes me think about, like, high-stakes business disputes.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that arbitrator's art help to, like, diffuse tension in those situations?
Well, it can be the difference between a deal falling apart and reaching a successful compromise.
Wow.
It's about reading the room, understanding personalities, and guiding the conversation in a way that allows everyone to feel heard.
Right.
And ultimately find a solution they can live with.
That makes a lot of sense. So how does someone develop this art?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this ability to handle such delicate situations.
Right.
The source mentioned training.
Yeah.
What kind of training are we talking about here?
You're right. Training is key.
Yeah.
And specifically, training in alternative dispute resolution, or ADR.
Okay, ADR.
Now, just to clarify for our listener,
yeah.
ADR is basically any method of resolving disputes outside of a traditional courtroom.
Okay, gotcha. So ADR training is about more than just legal knowledge, then.
Absolutely. It dives deep into conflict resolution techniques, communication strategies, negotiation tactics.
Wow.
All those tools that are critical for an arbitrator.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want an untrained surgeon operating on you, right?
Right.
Similarly, you'd want an arbitrator with the right experience and training to ensure your case is handled fairly and effectively.
Okay, so if I'm ever in a situation where I need an arbitrator.
Yeah.
I should be looking for someone with solid ADR training.
Yes.
And the source even suggested checking resumes for specific training programs or certifications.
Exactly. It's a sign that they've invested in developing those essential skills. Mm-hmm. And frankly, you know, I've seen cases where a masterful grasp of the art, those soft skills we discussed,
right,
actually saved a deal that was about to collapse.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
It really highlights how crucial those skills are.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we wrap up here, it seems like the key takeaway is that choosing the right arbitrator is just crucial for a successful resolution.
Absolutely.
It's about finding someone with both the technical expertise, the science,
right,
and the interpersonal skills, the art,
yeah,
to navigate the complexities of arbitration.
Couldn't agree more.
It's a fascinating blend, really.
Yeah, it is.
And it leaves me thinking, next time we hear about arbitration,
mm-hmm,
let's remember those hidden skills that make it work.
Yeah.
It's not just about laws and contracts.
Right.
It's about people, understanding, and finding common ground.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.